Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the Steve and Joe Show. I don't know if anyone can hear me, so this is kind of a, we're trying this, trying to bring it back. That's why we didn't schedule any interviews or anything in particular tonight. There we go. You can hear me now. So we wanted to get tonight kind of out of it, try to get all the bugs worked out before we bring people on the show and get this thing going. So, you know, it's been a while, probably about 6 or 7 months since we did this thing, and appreciate you guys turning in tonight, and we'll be on archives as usual. So we got all new equipment, and that's what we're trying to work out now, and it takes time. Because I am what you call old, very, very old, and new technology is often foreign to me. And my guy, Joe Lemke, is in Florida right now. So I can hear myself really, really well through the mics. Not sure if you can hear me at all. Waiting for my guy, Jason King, to come back and join me as well. So tonight, like I said, tonight's kind of an open night. Don't have a lot planned. I mean, with plenty to talk about if you've been following everybody's favorite page, the Midwest Shit Talking page. A lot of stuff on there to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about with the MSFL. If you want to call in, our number is 267-521-0192. Call in, say hello. I'd love to talk to you guys. And like I said, next week, when we get back next Thursday, what we're going to try to do is schedule some interviews with some teams and get that going. This weekend, there's not too many games out there for the Mid-States. I believe the Lions are playing the Cardinals this week, but kind of an off week for everybody. So, you know, that we'll have a lot to talk about next week. A lot of teams, you know, we're going to talk MSFL. We're going to talk GFL. I know right away there'll be questions. I may even get a meme page directed towards me. I've already had a video by the same guy made about me, so I'm cool with that. I don't know a lot about the IFL, so it's not really fair for me to go ahead and talk about them because I just don't know many of their teams. I do know a lot about the GFL just because they are close to us. Plus, I followed some of those teams that played in the former GMFL. I know a lot about the Cowboys. I've seen them play several times. Also the Marauders, the Ducks, the Chaos. We played last year and we'll be playing again this year, which will be June 10th. When I say we, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Steve Slifka. I am a former player with the, I played for, played for the Chicago Horsemen, I played for the Chicago Hitmen, and I played for Chicago Cavaliers. All the same team, changed our name quite a few times. And the Chicago Titans. So, same team, 11 years, just changed our name. Excuse to buy a cool uniform. And I've been there for 10 years. Was fortunate enough to win 56 in a row. Four MSFL championships, one CFL championship, and two national championships. Whether they're valid or not, I won them, so I'll claim them. So if you don't know me, I have a lot of experience with minor league football. I know more about older teams. I know more about the power teams because that's, to me, when this level was legit, you had less teams, less leagues. So your, 4-4 Horsemen team from 1993 would hang with your better Patriot teams of today. There was not the arena. There was not 11 teams in 7-mile radius. There was 6-7 teams in the state of Illinois. There was no arena. There was no scare of concussions. Money was more plentiful, so you had your teams were sponsored better than they are today, and you had just better talent out there. You know, you had more D1, D2, D3 guys playing than you do now. And I'm not saying today's game is bad. I just don't think, you know, I know that's easier for guys my age, you know, that we claim, you know, how everything was better back in the day, and that's not necessarily true. But in my view, having played in both eras, you know, and I don't know, nobody wants to hear that their brand of football wasn't the best, but it's, you know, sorry guys, it's my opinion. There's one to talk about it, so that's the benefit of having this show. All right, first time I had a mic stand, so that's new. I do know quite a lot about what's going on. I know a lot about the MSFL rules. I know a lot about the GFL rules, just in talking to those guys. I don't know a lot about the WSFL. You won't hear me say anything much about them. I might give an opinion here and there if one of our teams is playing one of their teams. Hold on a second. You're calling the wrong studio, guy.
Gotta call the old studio phone.
Okay, so I don't know a lot about, like I said, so I'm not going to talk about teams I don't know about. Controversy, I'll weigh in on it if that's what you guys want to talk about. I have no problem doing it. Real quick, how do you listen to the show? I do remember that much. So there's two ways. You can call in. All you got to do is 267-521-0192. When you call in, I believe you'll get prompted whether you want to listen. You just do nothing. You just listen to the show. Or you call in, you press number one, and you come on and you talk to me. So, and whatever it is you want to talk about, it's free. MSVL does not pay for this show, so anything you want to say, if you can validate it, you're welcome to talk about it. You want to call in and promote your team, you know, I'd love to hear it. Like I said, we will be reaching out next week. We'll have a producer coming on that's going to help us with the show. He will be reaching out to each individual team to promote your upcoming games, what's going on, what's trending, what you've added to your team. I mean, some teams are showing it now. You know, you see the Hitmen, the Seagull Hitmen. This year, I believe the highest, I don't think they've given up more than 2 touchdowns a game. Just following it, I think they've kept every team under a touchdown or just 1 touchdown. So you see what they've added. Their coaching staff, we had a write-up earlier, but the coaching staff has expanded. Their players have expanded. This may be the year that they're going to push for the championship. You haven't heard much out of the Raiders. The Door County Destroyers did have a loss game one, but that's, you know, it's game one. It's starting off. Oh, here we go. Thank you for that. We have given up 9 points, 9 total in 4 games. That's pretty damn good. I don't care who you're playing. That's impressive. So the North, I thought coming into this year, I thought the South was really going to be was going to step up this year. But looking at the North, I mean, you have new team in the Chargers. Whatever you want to say about the Scorpions from last year. Again, I don't have the benefit of have seen a lot of those games. So say what you might about them. The threat has completely turned things around from what I'm reading there. Just by adding Steve Morris, I mean, that alone will turn your game around. So I don't think you're going to see an 0-8 football team in Racine this year. Big question, Racine Raiders. Does anybody know what is going on with them? You don't hear too much. Yeah, you know, retirements, but retirements in semi-pro football are pretty much, they're worse than the Brett Favre. I mean, I retired for, I think, 8 years before I was forced with having stomach surgery and having to give it up. So, you know, don't believe it until you see it. I think maybe 2 or 3 guys are legit done. So that, you know, they're going to be, no matter what, when you have resources, what they do, and I'm not alleging anything. I mean, let's just be honest. They can offer things that most teams can't. But, I mean, I've talked about this on the show a few times. When people say, oh, man, we should get paid, we should get paid, we should get paid. We shouldn't have to pay, blah, 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 blah. No, the reason that athletes from the NFL get paid what they do is because they are able to, with their ability, they're able to generate a profit. They're able to draw people in the stands. People will sit home on Sundays. People will choose them in fantasy leagues. They draw millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to these teams, and that's why they make the money they do. If you're a semi-pro player and you have 220 people coming out to see your game, and out of those 220 people, 100 of them are family members, you're not generating a profit for that semi-pro team, especially teams that play in nicer stadiums. The Hitmen, Thunder, you know, Patriots, the Raiders, you know. The only difference with the Raiders is the Raiders put 1,000 people in their seats. So, and they also have beer sales. And when you could put 1,000 people in the seat and you could generate $10,000 in beer sales, You are providing profit for that team. So therefore, you, in my opinion, you should get paid. Or not paid, maybe you get a gas card, whatever it may be. In this league, we do not permit payments. There's been a lot of alleged stuff. And guys, I know a lot of people send me, oh man, you got to talk about this, you got to talk about this. This guy's getting paid, this guy's getting paid. Send me the, send it. You know what, don't send it to me. I really can care less. Send it to the league. If you have a legit gripe, you can prove that that player is getting paid without a shadow of a doubt. And it can't be, oh, well, you know, this guy seen it. No, no, no. It's got to be concrete proof. Send it to the league. Because don't screw up somebody's hobby of playing semi-pro football by alleging something that you heard from, you know, Uncle Max, cousin Trisha. You know, don't do that to a guy. If you know it, if you've seen it, if you have proof, then bring it to the league if it bothers you. Yeah, so looking at the teams going forward, just in the north, I said right away that the Door County Destroyers would be the favorite, but I may have to walk that back. I got to see what is going on as far as these other teams. And when you look at the Hitmen giving up 9 points, and, you know, they played the Venom. Venom were in the IAFL Championships game. And from what I understand, this 26-0 score was a lot, you know, was a lot worse than the score looked. Should have been, you know, from what everybody's seeing, it was domination. It was not close at any point. I mean, 26-0, if you play football, that's a lot. I know when you see these 49, 56, 63-0 games, that looks impressive, but believe me, when you play that sport and you lose 26-0, you're getting killed. Means you're not scoring and you can't stop a team. So, you know, I know some people are making claims on the shit-talking page. Guys, I will swear from time to time if you're new to this show. Try not to do it a lot. I have a father of 3 girls. I try not to swear at home. And I try not to do it on the air just in case. We are a show intended for adults, but we try not to say too much, but from time to time, we will slip. But that being said, you know, best this, best that, I think you really got to look at George Rainey when it comes to the Hitmen. I mean, 7 sacks in a game and a half, that's not good for anybody that's going to be playing them. And Kevin Morris and Mark Edmonds. You know, it's. I think there's going to be a change. I'm not calling out the death knell of the Racine Raiders. I'm saying there's been a challenge here. You know, it's getting better. So get ready for that in the north. Get ready. Door County, anybody's got to travel there, that's going to be an advantage for them, but it's also a disadvantage when they travel. So, I don't want to make it, like I said, I'm not going to make it a prediction yet. I do that at the beginning of the year. I have been right the last, I think I was 90% last year, as far as calling what place teams would finish in. So I don't know, but I am comfortable. I'm not comfortable saying who's going to win the North, but I am comfortable saying that three teams now make the playoffs, which is good. Last year, we were 2-5, and we weren't that good of a team, and we made the playoffs and completely didn't deserve to. So this year, the league is trying to make it more competitive. So my top three out of the North, and this won't change, is going to be Hitmen, Raiders, and the Door County Destroyers. And it's going to be close. I mean, it is going to be close. Like I said, I don't want to discount the threat, but I just think those three teams really bring too much. And now this year, not too many light games on the schedule there because you're playing everybody twice. It was decided at the schedule and the league meeting, which I attended. I know a lot of people were kind of back and forth on, hey, you know, let's play each other everybody once. But here's the thing. If you happen to be that unfortunate member that plays for either the Quad City Raiders or Door County Destroyers, you're making an 8-hour trip. And if you run a semi-pro team, if you're unfortunate enough to run one, you do realize that that's going to cost you probably close to $4,000 when you talk about a bus trip, paying for overnight, because that isn't, you will have to pay the bus driver. Even if you come home, you're going to pay him for an overnight trip. So you're talking $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And that's not good. So in order to try to save everybody a little money, try to make this thing a little bit more affordable, the league decided to play everybody twice. So I'm excited personally because the Racing Raiders Threat will play twice. One of those games I will be attending for the first time. I get to see Raiders and Threat. We will be playing the, when I say we, I am the general manager for Chicago Thunder. We will be playing the Leiden Lions on a Sunday. So that Saturday, I'll be able to go see my first Threat Raiders game, which is pretty damn cool from what I hear. Now that the Threat are good, last year's 90-9 couldn't have been that good. But those are my three. I mean, what's good about playing people twice is if you haven't already had a natural rivalry with that team, you're probably going to have one. Again, I haven't seen the Chargers a lot, but what's that going to bring? When they step up, how many players did they lose? I know the Rage last year were all up for the challenge. They were ready. They were here to stay. And they lasted until 6 weeks before the season and pulled their team. And then they decided that they would go to the IFL. And 3 days before the season, they decided to up and leave. And, you know, there's many opinions on that. But, again, I don't know the full story on everything, and I really don't want to hear it. So will the Chargers, will they be able to make one of those playoff spots? The Threat, it's going to be tough. But with the new quarterback, you've got some of their defensive pieces coming back. C.J. Wilson is an absolute game changer. So can they wrestle one of those spots? This year is going to be really intense with the fact that there's only three. You're not going to be able, you know, you lose a quarterback, and the Hitmen guys can attest to this. You lose a quarterback, it changes your season. I didn't see the Hit last year. I did watch it on tape, and, you know, you lose something by not being there. I was definitely late. I don't know if there should have been suspensions on that, but it was definitely late. It should have been a flag. That was bullshit that there wasn't a flag. But that changed their season. So they went from a playoff contender for a team that would struggle. So, you know, that's what it is in this league. You're, you know, in the pros, you have, you know, you got your starters, you got your backups, but your backups were stand-ups in college. In semi-pro, you got your starters and your backups who are tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, or, you know, guy who's 47 years old or, you know, somebody that's fast and can run the ball. So you very, very rarely see two skilled quarterbacks on one team. It's just the nature of the beast. If you're a good quarterback, you pretty much go play anywhere for free as far as this level is concerned. You're not going to see a good quarterback sit there and play, you know, go behind somebody else and just sit there. You know, it's just this level of football. So you are really one player away from not making the playoffs. And that's just how it is. And that's what you want. That's what you want from a league. You don't want to be playing, you know, Punch and Judy teams five times and then play two good teams. It's just not for, it doesn't make for a fun sport. You know, we're going to try doing a few things this year, a few different things. We used to do it in the past. We brought on concussion doctors to speak about concussions. We brought trainers on. This year, we're going to try bringing a lawyer on. We talked to him yesterday. I think we're going to get him on next week. Kind of talk about legality of these contracts that constantly comes up. And both team and player. To me, as a GM, if a player does not want to play for me, down the road, young man, I don't want you. I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean. Sometimes you join a team, it's just not for you. It's not what you want. I was going to try playing for the Chicago Heights Broncos in 1993, 92, I think. No, it was not. It was in college in 92. 93. And if any of you know Keith Hack, a legendary coach for the Kane County Eagles, and now the coach that can be seen on a YouTube rant for the Chicago Bliss, he was a member on that team. And, you know, so that wasn't for me. It wasn't, I didn't want to drive out Chicago Heights every week, and I left. So that's kind of my thinking on that. I mean, I do get the, look, once a season starts, you don't want a team that's struggling, lose 40 guys to go to a competing team, and then you're screwed. And then, you know, then people lose their field, and the league, it sucks for whoever's left. So that kind of thing, no, you don't want that. But if a guy signs a contract in frickin' April or March and he goes to two practices and to him, the rest of the team, they just don't click for whatever reason and he wants to go, then come on, you know, that's fine. But if 20 guys, you know, hey, I'm going to get my ass kicked, I don't want to do this, so I'm going to go to Thunder, I'm tired of them. 20 guys, I'm going to up and go to the Mustangs, then my team is left where I've got a forfeit, and then that screws whoever we're left playing. You know, because now think about it, if a team goes down, you're out two games. And we were there last year where we missed a game because of the rage. So it's not good. It's not good at this level, especially when you know, none of us are rich other than maybe two, three, I guess three organizations now have big money behind them in this league. So you're for one on three, you can afford this, but you know, you guys out there that don't have all that money, when you invest in, you know, $400 is a lot of freaking money for some of us. You know, that it's not easy. When you invest that money, that's big. So I could see some of these player transfer rules. I could see some of these contracts, but no, there's some of these contracts. Trying to do community service? I mean, really? Come on, man. It's jail. So stuff like that, you know? I'd like to talk to a guy and see what can you do? What is binding? What is not binding? I mean, we're non-profit teams, most of us. Even the Raiders are a 501c3. Can you sue a 501c3? So I'd like to know that. We'll be taking your guys' ideas. Anybody has any ideas? Anybody they want to hear on the show? Call in. Again, it's 267-521-0192. That will not change. To come in, you go to, let's see, I think it's MSFL Radio, Blog Talk Radio at MSFL Radio. So go on there, and we will be coming to you every Thursday, 8 o'clock to 10 Central Time. There was a time we had to say that. We had an Indianapolis team. It was supposed to be a pretty big listening audience from Ohio. Why, I don't know. We did. And again, you won't have to hear me rant for hours on by, because I won't be doing this by myself for a long period. Joe will be joining me, and Joe will be better. Joe's pretty good at what he does. So that will get better. But like I said, this was just to get the new equipment ready, to try this out and see how it goes. And I can hear myself fine. I'll have to listen to the show later and see if other people can. But, you know, I appreciate you guys. Again, anybody wants to call in, I tell you one guy I'd like to get on the show is Will Smith. Just give him 10 minutes to rant. Anytime he wants to do it, it's up to him. Whatever he wants to rant about, I don't care. It, you know, I like listening to the guy. So, get any time. Sorry, I'm being distracted by my phone. Again, guys, if you want to call in, the number is, and I don't know why it's not working for you, but the number is 267-521-0192. Hey, one thing I want to ask for you guys in the MSFL, is the banquet worth having? Is there any distance you would travel to go to an MSPL banquet? We've had them. The first year we had it, I think was the year the Rush won it, and we had close to 120 guys, I believe. And then it fell off after that. It was 120, 110, and then it went down. So, you know, those things aren't cheap. Would there be a reason, would you guys, me personally, I love the Saints because you got to meet people you normally wouldn't, especially when I was playing at the time. You know, very rarely do you get a chance to talk to a guy to feel other than the handshake line and maybe afterwards. But it's nice to spend the night, you know, talking to guys, meeting people. So I was just wondering if there would be, if that would be something everybody would be interested in. Postseason tournaments, that's another thing. I know the Mid-States is talking about. If you're the MSPL champion, do you think it would be even feasible? Was it something you would want to do, play the other leagues in the area? Me personally, the GFL has made good, really great strides in adding talent. The Chicago Cowboys are a very good team. The Ducks beat the Patriots, and I know the Patriots didn't have their full complement. Okay, sorry about that. You know, they didn't have a full complement of players. They were missing Alexis Jackson. Alexis Jackson, you know how that dude is. I mean, that guy he's a game changer. You can't stop him one-on-one. You know, that's some guy you really have to plan for. Sorry about that, guys. It appears, I don't know what's going on with this. That's why you need Joe. Joe's smart. Joe's a good computer guy. He could figure all this stuff out. Hopefully somebody's heard me. Hope I'm just not yapping into a quiet mic. But would it be worth playing the GMFL champ? Would it be worth playing the IAFL champ? Now, to me, again, not trying to start a war, I don't think the IFL is there yet as far as playing that type of competition. They're all new teams. Venom's, their second year as an 11-man. The Rage, I don't care, throughout all their other championships, they folded last year. They're brand new. The Buccaneers, I mean, come on. Like Mike Ingram, the owner, decent guy, but, you know, it's not a good team. Chicago Colts, not new, but not good. 25, 30 guys. Outlaws, not good. You know, I don't know. But I'd like to see some kind of tournament. I mean, the GMFL has been up for that. They have good teams. The Midwest Chargers are legit. They're a legit contender in any league. They would absolutely push, having seen them last year, they were absolutely would have pushed the Racing Raiders team from last year, as well as the Patriots. And we've talked to them. The travel, you know, would be an issue. The newly formed league out of the MLFA, which consists of Indiana teams, Ohio teams, they have the Lima Warriors, always a good team. They have the Grand Rapids Thunder out of Michigan. They have, I believe, 37 teams. They've got three tiers, which was talked about doing here, but unfortunately, egos are just too big, and you know, a team couldn't admit it to themselves that they're not A level. Now, back in the day, for you guys that played back in the day, you knew it. I mean, the Chicago Thunder, we were very good at double A team. Didn't have some of the resources the AAA teams did. We couldn't recruit. We would lose guys all the time. We'd have guys from college come out to our practice. They get a letter, a T-shirt, gym bag, and everything else from the Kane County Eagles, and then they were gone. That AAA, that NAFL, was a different level. It was a different level of football. So for me to sit there and say, yeah, hey, man, AA, Chicago Thunder, we're legit. We were one of the best teams in AA at the time. Not now, but but at the time. AAA? No. We couldn't afford to go to Oklahoma and all those other states. No way. When you broke, we had a hard enough time going down the street. Let alone going to Oklahoma in 1 week and then, Indianapolis and Louisiana. Hey, you just couldn't afford it. Those teams could. And that's what made them legit. They went to, they would get in the car and go to like Louisville with 55 guys. And out of those 55 guys, 35 of them played at least D2, D1 football. So, I don't get it. I don't understand why teams can't say, hey, look, let's do it. Let's bring 50 teams from Illinois, Wisconsin. If you can do it because there are 50 teams. And even if you threw Indiana in, you could do it. You could do 50, 60 teams and say, okay, well, you top 20, you're eight. You are it. You are the best teams. Teams in Tier 2, you're really damn good, but you just wouldn't be able to win a title in Tier 1. Tier 3, new teams, less established teams, build yourself up, make it to 2, and then to 1. And that would be, to me, the ideal situation if you can do it, because you'd have mass amount of people, you'd have a mass amount to get sponsorship. You can, you go to a sponsor and you say, look, I got 60 teams. That is something you could sell. I mean, believe me, you're not going to compete. You can't call yourself, what was that bullshit that they had where they had these poor kids drive out, pay $250 and then sit in a draft room for 11 hours and then get screwed out of their money. That wouldn't be it, but you could pull some money in with 60 teams. You can get a real uniform deal. You can get a real, equipment deal, footballs. You pull together those resources, you can do it. But there has to come a time where teams are going to go, okay, this is me, this is who I am, this is what we can offer, this is how we can compete. But for the time being, I think our league in this area has the best competition. Are we the best league? Are we the best run? I don't think they're there yet. Last year's championship game was a travesty if you were there, and I don't mind saying it. I'll say it to the guy that put it together. It sucked. It was a bad field. I mean, the game itself was great. Don't get me wrong. Great game was outstanding. Most of our championship games are very good. They're usually pretty damn close till the end. So I got to say that. As far as the game itself, it was a good game. But the field was bad. The gate situation was bad. It was just a bad overall night. So stuff like that. But as far as competition, as far as what we put on the field, that's the real deal, in my opinion. I think that's where, if you think that you are that team, if you want to call yourself, the champion, you want to wear that little ring. First of all, I don't think you wear a league ring. To me, you get, but if you want to wear a league ring and you want to show it to everybody and everything else, then beat the best competition in the area. Again, it's my opinion. Opinions are like assholes, like everybody says. But, like the Hitmen. The Hitmen win this league. I guarantee you they will be the happiest group of men, because they stayed here, they struggled. Last year looked to be the year that they were going to make their move. They lost their quarterback, and they were, a quick out in the playoffs. This year, they've rebuilt. Now, for them, if they rebuilt and went to another league where they weren't playing the Raiders, the Threat, the Door County Destroyers, they didn't have to go through the Patriots. Is it good? Do you feel as good? So that's what I'm saying. If you think that you are one of the better teams in the area, this is where you come. Do we have our faults? Abso-frickin-lutely. Are all our teams the Racing Raiders? No. But, if you want to win a championship, and if you want to call yourself a great, quote-unquote, great team, this is where you want to do it. Now, that being said, if the Chaos play the Cowboys for the championship, two very good teams. So I'm not trying to knock anything that they're doing. All I'm saying is this league is kind of where you want to be, especially this year. I talked about the North. Again, my predictions, and I will stand by them, are the Hitmen, Door County, and the Racing Raiders. And I mean, geez, can you imagine Racing Raiders not making the playoffs? I don't see it happening, but how good would that feel if you're the Racing Threat and you can knock off the Raiders? That would be pretty damn good to be them. So, you know, having the Racing Threat be good again is good for, it's great for the MSFL, and it's really good for semi-pro. And when I say that, I'm talking Racing versus Racing, because it's no fun. You know, you can't say Battle of the Bell or anything else if you're playing a team that you know is going to get killed. So having them be good again is good for this level. It's good for fans. It's good for people on the pages. It's just good. And it's fun to see Ricardo. Whether you like love or hate Ricardo Williams, I happen to be in the like Ricardo Williams camp. Talked to him personally many times. Came and played for us for a little bit last year. I like Ricardo Williams. And seeing him laying on the field, waiting for a helicopter to lift him off the field, and now knowing he's going to, or has already played a game, I don't care what your feelings of the young man are. That's damn good, man. I mean, that thing could have played out so differently. You know, thank God, whether you believe or not, you know, that's awesome to see. So, you know, having him back, it's good for the league. It's fun. You know, it's fun. I used to be one of those old crotchety dude, didn't like shit talking or anything else, but I mean, come on. It's fun. It brings up that level. You know, having guys, personalities like him, personalities like J.R. Taylor, I'd really like to see those guys call in. And, you know, another thing we'd like to do, as we talked about, is having a round table. Whether we do it at a bar, whether we do it at individuals' houses, I'd like to see an old school where you get guys who are retired, or, you know, if you're Anthony Deadman, you're 75 years old, and you've been around, I'd like to see their opinion of the game, not just me or Joe ranting on for hours, and then have the young group, the rookie class, come out and talk and see what they think of the game. You know, because I'm sure 25 years ago, there were guys talking about how their era was the best, the new guys sucked, and they're ruining the game, and blah, blah, blah. So I'd be interested in seeing that. And we are going to be bringing back, I talked to him, the official, I don't know if you guys have ever seen him, the anonymous source that is Sean Clayton of the MSFL. He will be back. He writes, actually does a pretty damn good job. For those of you who don't know who he really is, I'm not gonna say it. I think most people know, but if you don't, enjoy his articles. He will be writing on the Mid-States Football page. He'll also be on the show giving his predictions. That'll be fun. But, you know, you just look at what's up and down as far as even the first game is concerned. First week, I'm sorry. And we'll talk about that when that comes up. But just look at it. Chargers, Raiders. I mean, you got to give it to the Raiders just based on history. This is a game that a lot of people talked about last year wanting to happen, but it didn't. And there's not going to be the, you know, it's a different, to me, it's a different Charger team than was the Scorpions. But that will be interesting. I have to call Raiders. Sheboygan struggled against the Ducks this year. Lower numbers, I heard. But you never know. That was back 2 months ago. You know, against the Hitmen. Got to look at the Hitmen. Real early favorites. Two touchdowns, I'd call it. Probably two touchdowns. Racing Threat versus Door County. That's the big one. That's game of the week material right there. That will show you what Racing has. And then you have Patriots against the Raiders. It's the Patriots that was here last week that beat down the Seminoles. That would be toward, you know, that'd be a big Patriot game. They just added two linemen. They added the offensive tackle from Nebraska. And just got another one from Glenville State. So their offensive line, which was weakness last week, looks to be 6'6 or better. And that is going to help them out big. They lost a running back, Jalen Banks, last year's offense, or I think it was rookie of the year. was involved in a, which is all too familiar. It's something we'll talk about this year too. Guns. I really don't want to get into the incident which happened in the Chargers game on the Bulldog sideline. But, you know, that's the game changer there. But unfortunately, which is all too familiar today in today's world, Jalen Banks was shot 7 times, and he is fine. I mean, as fine as you can be. He's going to make it, I guess you'd say, would be the better way. But his the bullet ripped his hamstring from the bone. So, you know, hopefully he will be back to just physically speaking. I mean, I don't see football this year. Or maybe next, you know, who knows. But hopefully he's back to where he can function fully. It's just sad, man. It's sad for anybody. You know, guy started a business and was looking at changing things. And it's not safe out there. So yeah, they changed there. They have a rumor is it their rumor has it that they're bringing in a new running back, but we'll see. You know, again, there's resources there, more than most teams. So we'll see what they have. But that's a big favorite right there. That's the Southern champion favorite right there, and definitely. To me, a playoff team. Lions. Lions pulled off a victory against the Hurricanes, 30-0. Hurricanes seem to be rebuilding again. So they lost last week to the Stallions, 15-14. So not sure what you got. You do have a better team though. You're not going to see the same. I don't see an 0-8 team. Got a new coach, Taj Jackson. If you met the man, he's one of those guys you respect the minute you talk to him. Knows football, loves football, is passionate about the sport, passionate about this level. He's coached it, he's played it at a very very high level. I really think this is going to be a turnaround. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs this year. Could be. But they, you know, they're definitely making that turn. And if it's not this year, it'll definitely be next year. But we'll see. Again, I'm not saying they won't. They'd be between one or two teams. The next game, I'll talk about this more next week. Kind of fresh. I don't want to address too much of that. I'll talk about it when Joe's on here. But this one's bad blood. Mustangs Thunder. And you wouldn't think that Mustangs came back in the league this year. They were going to go. They were in the left the MSL to the Royal. Made it to the championship game in the Royal. And then decided to go to the IFL. They felt that people did not want to play in their league. They just felt that their players thought it wasn't enough competition and they would lose too many guys. And so they came back to the Mid-States Football League after their new owner bought the team. And so they are back, which is the name itself is good for the league. Mustangs were a good team. Beat the Raiders in Racine 1 year in the playoffs. Made it to the championship game, losing to the Madison Mustangs. So, Mustang versus Mustang final. So, it's good to have that team name back. Yeah, but that's something we'll talk about in the weeks to come. But, yeah, that one's going to be – that rivalry is already renewed. So, we will talk about that more. I'm not going to bore you guys anymore if I don't have a call, which you don't. I will, I'm going to end this thing early. We normally go 2 hours, and normally we are stacked for 2 hours. Next week, if anybody wants to come on, please contact me early. You can do that at my personal Facebook page, which is Steve Slipka. You can do it at my email, which is slipka@AT&T.net, or go to the Steve and Joe Facebook page, just put on there that you'd like to put your team on, and we will have somebody contact you, give you some questions that we're going to ask you, may have a few off the cuff, but we would like you to promote your teams. We try not to make this a Chicago Thunder show. Joe and I are both retired from the Thunder, but we try to make this about everybody. You can ask guys from the Patriots, have them on. The old Mustang regime had us at their bar. We've done two live shows with the Raiders, Racine Raiders at their bar. We've done a live show with the Threat. So we try to give everybody chance to get on here. Anybody who wants to promote their sponsors or give us a sponsor, more than happy to do that as well. We will be doing previews of every game, and we will be reviewing every game. We'll try to get you, try to get a guy out there to interview players on the, you know, record that and get it on our show live. Said something we'll be doing again this year. This would be our sixth year, I believe, doing this show. And unlike last year, we're going to do it more, you know, with a more frequent basis. So look for us next week, Thursday, 8 o'clock, where our call-in will be the same, 267-521-0192. If you want to write that down. Or you can check us out at blogtalkradio/MSL Radio. And until then, we will see you next week. Have a good Memorial weekend. Stay safe and enjoy your families.